happy Halloween to
happy
you.
Happy Halloween. So it being Halloween and all spooky season, yeah.
Yeah.
And for a man who says he loves Halloween, you're not a really Halloweeny type soul. You know what I mean?
Do you think?
No. Like, you give out to me when I wave at birds, when I wave in a magpie. Do you know? And yeah. It's because of the old rhyme, one for sorrow, two for joy. Three for girls, four for boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a story ten, yeah. Never been told.
Oh.
Yeah. And it's not just me either, right? You have to show respect to the magpie. You need to tip your hat and you wave and say, "Hi, Mr. Magpie." And 52% of Irish people are in fact the same as me. Superstitious and believe in the wives' tales and the pishogs. Pishogs.
Pishogs.
Pishogs.
Go on, so.
You go and show a pishog. Pishog.
All I know, it's a word that you enjoy saying on the radio because it sounds like something else.
It translates as a small pea. Pishog. It doesn't.
I thought you were going to say something else.
No. It's a superstitious belief or a practice, and it can mean like a charm or a spell.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So I've got a few of these.
Okay, go
right?
First.
So if you go into a house right by the front door, you have to leave via the front door. You can't go round the back door and go out the back door. You have to go.
What?
If you're going in the front door.
What if their wife is coming?
What?
Oh, quick, my wife is arriving. Get out the back door.
You can't put new shoes on a table.
Oh, yeah, I'm with you on that.
Ever.
Yeah, or shoes in general. Yeah. Just any shoes in general, yeah.
If you put straw from the baby Jesus's crib at Christmas time into your bag, you won't have to worry about money all year round. Oh. Apparently.
Where did that one come from?
I don't know, my mom told me about it.
That's every year your she mom said, stop stealing from the crib.
And then some say that if a robin enters your house, gets into your kitchen, it's not good, it's bad luck.
Oh, I've heard that it's a spirit visiting you from somebody who's passed in your life. That it's a
oh, yeah, and that is true, 100%. Yeah, but no, they stay outside, they don't come into the house.
Okay, then if you're eating dinner, Una. And just say you've actually committed to not using your fingers and you're using cutlery, finally. If a fork falls to the floor, there's a
stranger at the door.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have a couple of these. If you put on your jumper or T-shirt or something inside out when you get up in the morning, don't dare turn it back the right way.
Why?
You'll be cursed. You'll bring a bad luck.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a new one.
I also have another one which you might find a bit weird. If I, you know, the whole standing on cracks, you know, the devil will grab you by the ankles and pull you into hell. Mm. There is one where if I stand on something, just say like a little stone with my left foot, I have to stand in the same place with my right foot or else I'm cursed and I've bad luck for the day.
And who made up that one? Is that just your
own
thing?
It's just in my head, Una.
Oh, so that's your...
It's there.
Okay,
it's right. Just like the one... Like I don't think anyone's ever heard of the baby Jesus and the straw.
Has anyone ever heard of that? Does anyone have their own pishogs?
Oh, 087 1102 107. And you know what? We want to hear about your
pishogs and superstitions.
All right, 087 1102 107. We are talking about the spooky things in our lives. And that is the superstitions, Una, because it is Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And the pishogs.
Pishogs.
Pishogs. Give us an example of a pishog there. Didn't you mention the magpies?
Oh, the magpies, yeah. So obviously when you see one single magpie, you have to wave and tip your hat and say, "Hi, Mr. Magpie," to show the magpie respect.
Okay.
Yeah.
We did get this.
I seen 22 magpies one day. I wonder what that means.
22 magpies would not be considered a good or positive omen according to superstition, given the increasingly negative meanings assigned to the higher numbers in the rhyme, suggesting extremely negative outcomes for the highest numbers. So if you saw 22 magpies... And then good, brother.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
You're in trouble.
Yeah. It's coming for you. Mm-hmm. What about the ghouls and the ghosts and the goblins, though, Una?
Eric in Galway says, "My mom says she heard the banshee the night her granddad passed."
Oh, Jesus.
The banshee.
Banshee, yeah. She screams while she's brushing her hair. She's got knots in it.
Oh.
She's like, Some get me an anti-tangle brush with
a bit of conditioner.
I remember years ago, we were only kids, and where we were growing up, there was like an old house, and it was said that the banshee lived there, and that if you could hear the horse hooves at nighttime going down the street, it meant that somebody was going to pass and the banshee's wailing screams could be heard.
Absolutely terrifying.
Yeah. There was one night, though, we were staying down in a campsite in Rosslare, and there was a long walk from the bar and club up to the campsite, and it was a tree-covered road. Very, very dark. And there was one night, one of the lads came running back in. He was petrified. He swore, sitting on the wall, brushing her hair and screaming, was the banshee, and also pointing at him while her eyes were black.
Oh my God.
As the night.
That's a really scary story.
I know, it's pretty good. Yeah. Halloween, isn't it? That's what we're here for. Send your ghosty tales. Have you seen a ghost?
Oh, yeah.
Or have you heard the banshee knocking? Oh, jeez, I just got... What the hell was that?
You just turned off all the computers with your knocking.
Seriously,
that's so creepy. That is so creepy after that story you told. And look what's happened.
Who's that behind you?
Are you on my team? This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.